RVS Studios this afternoon is Martha Bryant. She is the current president of the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women, here to talk about their Women of Excellence Awards. This summer it will be their 20th annual Women of Excellence Awards, and they're taking nominations now for those awards. Before we talk specifically about the awards and how we can nominate women for them, I'd like to ask you about the commission. I know I've been announcing some of your events for many years, but I think there are many in our community who may not know the commission exists or really don't know why it does exist. So tell us just a bit about the history. Why was the commission formed?
First, I'd like to thank you, Judith, for having us here today. And to answer your question, the commission was formed in 1976 under the administration of Mayor Kenny Bowen. There were five instrumental ladies who formed the commission. They are Dr. Sarah Brabant, who was a professor here at UL, Dr. Doris Bentley, Isabel Gant, Margaret Gimbreed, and Jesse Livingston Taylor. They presented a proposal, and in 1976, Mayor Kenny Bowens presented that proposal to the council, who approved it. And the commission was then known as the Mayor's Commission on the Needs of Women, and over time, it evolved into the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women.
And what was the thinking behind the formation of this commission? What were these women thinking? And in their proposal, what did they ask for?
There were two real major areas they wanted to provide for women in the community, and that was outreach and support for various needs that women may have, and to promote and affect policy as it affects women's needs within the community.
And how has that played out over the years?
It has been a very positive and successful 20 years of work. The commission is made up of 20 members. The members come from all walks of life. And together we have created various projects that have helped women. We've done forums. We have a very successful women's resource directory with information on various needs that women may have. We have sponsored legislative caucuses in conjunction with the state caucus for women. And we've provided other supports throughout the years to help women and young women in need.
Well, and I know you've just been president this past year and weren't there in the beginning, 1976, very foresightful women at that time. How have some of those needs changed? Have you heard people talk about that, some of the things that they were finding in the 70s that have changed and maybe aren't the same needs now?
I can address one of those that really stand out right now, and that is military needs. We find that in the 70s, women may have been involved in the role of the military, but in different aspects of that. Now they're fighting along with men in the military, and so the needs of women as it affects military has really been key and involved in the transition,
level.
Yes, in the local level, and at the state and national level as well.
But since you all are surveying women in our community, and you're finding that is a greater need now, women who are in the military perhaps have family needs that they didn't before.
That's right.
How
That's
interesting.
Right. Yes. And abuse. Abuse is second, to the needs that we experience here in the area.
How is your organization structured? Do people become members of the commission? Are you appointed? How does that work?
We have members that are appointed by the governor. I'm sorry, by the mayor of the city. Those are 20 members that are appointed. They are approved by the executive committee, but our membership is open to friends, which can come to our monthly meetings and be available to discuss and serve on various committees as well. So even though you're not a part of the executive commission or the board, we are certainly open to you providing support as a friend to the organization.
And how would people find out more information? Do you have a website where people can go to find out about meetings and what you all do throughout the year?
Sure. If they go to the Lafayette Consolidated Government website, we do have a web page there. All of our current information is posted there. So you can find out about the meetings that we have, where they're held, the award, the Women of Excellence Award information, as well as other information that may be of interest to women.
All right. Might be something people listening would be very interested in.
Yes.
An organization called the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women has been in our community since 1976. And my guest, Martha Bryant, is the current president of the Commission on the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women. One thing you started 20 years ago was the awards ceremony, the Awards of Excellence, the annual Women of Excellence Awards. Tell us about those awards, because there are several categories in these awards, and you all have really given this award to a variety of women over the years.
Yes, we have, and it's expanded as time has gone. It's been a very successful event for us, and one that we appreciate awarding the women who have done service to the community in various ways. The current award, the way it's set up, is we have three categories. We have business, industry, and professional. We have nonprofit, and we have public service. And each of those awards categories, women who have provided service to the community can be nominated in those particular areas.
So it really touches all women in our community. It doesn't matter whether you're president of a bank or you stay at home and you volunteer. Any woman in any choice of life could be nominated for this award.
That is correct. That is correct. Any woman, any walk of life, if you have done service for the community that is outstanding in nature, that goes beyond what you do in your normal daily work, mm-hmm. you can be nominated for this award.
And how do people nominate? Sometimes people are put off by a nomination process. They worry they might have to write a long essay. What is the process for this award?
The process is very short. It's four detailed questions. The responses have to be concise. We don't want anything too lengthy, but that really describes in detail the work that was done by the nominee in that area that I addressed earlier. So it's very simple to do, can be done in a Word document and faxed to the Jesse Livingston Taylor Center. And then from there, it will go through a review process.
And you can get that form online where you just mentioned. Can you pick
Correct.
Up a paper copy somewhere?
At the Jesse Livingston Taylor okay. Center, there are paper copies there. If they are interested in us emailing a copy, we can do that as well to the individuals who are interested in nominating someone.
Mm-hmm. And can you give us an idea of some of the people who have been nominated and have won in the past few years?
We have had, actually, I was a past winner.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. In 2009, mm-hmm. I won the award. We also give a Founders Award, which is really outstanding service to the community. And Ms. Citron won that award 1 year. So we've had numerous winners. They've from all walks of life, and we've been very appreciative of the work that they've done.
So you'd really encourage people to think about the women in their lives, whether they are colleagues, professional colleagues, people you know who work in nonprofit organizations, or just volunteer time, to think about all these women mm-hmm. and consider nominating them.
Yes, absolutely.
And when is the deadline for nomination?
The deadline is July 31st. We're accepting them now and until July 31st when the nominations close.
Okay, so you have time to make up your list and get those
That's
forms,
right.
whether it is picking up an actual copy, having a copy emailed to you, or finding it on their website. You have
That's
time
right.
to fill out those forms.
That's right.
Well, you just mentioned, Martha, that you actually won one of the awards. Mm-hmm. What drew you to the Commission on the Needs of Women? Was it winning the award when you found out more about it? Is that how you got involved?
That's exactly mm-hmm. right. I knew a little about the commission prior to that. I knew that they did a lot of work in policy, but did not take the time, for reasons, personal reasons, not to look into it more. But after I won the award, I looked at the organization a little bit more in detail and saw that I could give to the commission as the commission could give to me. And so I decided to pursue the opportunity to serve and was able to do that.
And what have you most enjoyed about being on the commission?
I think the most enjoyable thing is meeting new women, which we definitely have that opportunity to do, and to be of service, to work with women within the community and be of service to them and see the light shine when we are there to assist them and provide that support for them in some way.
Well, that sounds like a great reason for people to perhaps to attend one of your meetings and see what you all are about and what kinds of things you've been affecting again since 1976 in our community. That's a long-standing commission. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Martha Bryant. She is the president, the current president of the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women, here talking about the commission as well as their annual Women of Excellence Awards, which will take place actually in the fall. That's when you award it. But the nominations are open now until the end of July.
That's correct.
So if anybody has any questions, probably the website is the best place to go. And again, that website, Martha?
The website is, if you just Google Lafayette Consolidated Government, we have a page there listed under their Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women.
All right. So find that page, find out more about them, find out more about the nomination process, and nominate somebody that you feel has been doing a really great job in the community. Again, whether it is professional in business or whether it is somebody who just volunteers their time, who are doing extraordinary activities in the community, please nominate them. Martha Bryant, thank you so much for coming by. Let us know more about the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women.
Thank you, Judith. Thank you for having me here.